The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Welcome, everyone, to Career Day. We hit Career Day on Wednesdays where we talk to someone that does something interesting for a living. Maybe you don't think it's interesting, but we certainly do. And if you're ever up for being in our hot seat and taking on our questions, we would love to have you as our guest for Career Day. Reach out to us at mix941.fm. Today, joining us for Career Day is Felix. Good morning, Felix.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, we are great. You are a table games dealer at a very, very posh and beautiful hotel and casino here in town. And we're going to ask you some questions about what you do for a living. Are you up for it?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay. JC, you want to start?
First off, a lot of questions on the text line. How do you become a dealer? What's the process to become a dealer?
So crazy story is I moved into Vegas. I became a casino security guy at the Cromwell. And it was a great job and awesome and everything, but I was only making about $14, $15 an hour. And on a slow day, I went and talked to some of the dealers there. And they're like, oh, we're making about $40 an hour. And I'm like, whoa, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I started going to dealer school while I was doing security, and I ended up becoming a dealer that way.
Is dealer school expensive?
So it varies through different, I guess, spots. So there's like four or five in town. And some can range up to like $1,500 for a few games that you can learn. And some are, you know, a little cheaper. So what I did, I found a great guy named Jesse at PCI Dealing School. So if you guys are interested in becoming a dealer, go to PCI Dealer School, talk to Jesse, and he'll hook you up, man. So it's a great job to go into.
When you do dealer school, do they teach you all the games, or are you like, oh, I just want to be a blackjack dealer, just teach me blackjack? Like, how does that work?
So it's all based on you, like what you want to learn. But if you want to get into one of the top major casinos, you have to learn three major games. And three major games is blackjack, roulette, and baccarat, and craps.
Oh.
So those are the four majors, and you have to have at least three if you want to be in a big major casino.
So baccarat's so confusing.
So that leads to my next question is, so you learn these games, you land a gig, and you go out there. Have you ever made a mistake dealing or something? And if so, what do you do after you make the mistake? Who steps in and fixes things?
Absolutely. So we're all human. We all make mistakes, right? So if you make a mistake, for example, let's say I have 16 and I hit and I have 17 and I accidentally hit again, because normally dealer stops on 17 and that's it. If, for example, I hit 17 and I didn't realize it and I hit again, then I just wait, call the supervisor behind you, because we all have a floor with the guy that wears the suit. Call them over, tell them what you did, and they will fix the mistake. One of the biggest things in the casino industry is don't fix your own mistake. Wait for them to fix it, and everybody's super cool about it. You know, they understand we all make mistakes and stuff happens, so they'll just fix it. Normally, they make it towards the advantage of the player, and then they'll, you know, go about that way.
We're talking to Felix. He's a table games dealer at a hotel casino. And if you have any questions, feel free to call us or text us at 702-364-9400. Sarah just texted us with this question. She wants to know, have you ever caught anybody cheating and what happened?
So me personally, I've never caught anybody cheating, but obviously I've heard stories from like friends and family that are in the business. And some of the people are advantage players. You know, it's not considered technically cheating, but card counters is what I'm meaning by advantage players. So it's not illegal to card counts. It's not illegal to count cards, but it's frowned upon. So once they catch you or they realize that you're an advantage player, they'll just ban you from that casino. And they're like, hey, you can't play here no more. Or they'll tell you, you can play here, but you can't play blackjack.
Oh.
You can play craps, baccarat, so on and so forth.
How do they determine that that player is coming back and playing? Like, what if they just put on a mustache and a hat or something? Like, how do they know?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the movie 21. If you haven't, great movie about the casino industry and card counters. But, yeah, they can put a mustache, hat, glasses, whatever the case may be, and they'll get away with that way. But certain supervisors are trained to point out, oh, this guy's an advantage player, get him out.
Oh. So,
you know, within the time they see you're making a lot of money or weirdly bets, like you'll go $10 one hand, then you'll go $100 the next. That's kind of like a tell. And that way they catch you again and again and again. So,
wow, interesting. We've got more to come here with Felix. Get your questions in here, 702-364-9400. We're going to answer some of these that are coming in about celebrities you've dealt to before, how long dealer school is, and what is the best game to play for a player to make money. We're going to answer those questions. And, of course, how much money does Felix make a year? All of that is coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Mix 94.1, it's career day, and we have Felix, the table dealer, on with us. Thanks for being a part of this, Felix. Some people have been sending in their questions, and we want to ask, going back to the dealer school question, how long is dealer school? How long does it take for you to graduate from dealer school?
So dealer school is something just based on yourself, like how comfortable you are to that game. Due to the reason is because when you apply for a job, you go into that job and they throw you in a live game, and that's pretty much like an audition, and they see how you deal and see if you're good enough on that game to deal. So for example, me, it took me around a little under 2 months to learn the major games, and I went into the casino, they threw me in a live game, and you know, I talk to the people, deal the game, and make sure I'm doing everything by procedure. Once they see that you're doing good, boom, they'll tell you you're hired or not.
Felix, we had a question from Coco. She wants to know, what's the best game to play that's in favor of the player?
The best game to play, mathematically, statistically, for in your advantage, is craps. So dice, shooting those dice, because the casino has like little to no advantage on you on those dice. So whatever the dice determines is the outcome of the thing. Roulette is the worst, but maybe the funnest to some people. Baccarat is the second best. then blackjack is your third best.
I always heard that you can like turn the odds in your favor by playing blackjack if you play correctly.
So there's certain rules that you should follow, and there's little cards and books that people read. But, you know, when you're out there and there's drunk people on the table, that goes off the table. So they just do whatever they want, and we can suggest what to do. Sometimes they don't take the advantage, the advice, and sometimes they do. But, you know, I lean to not giving advice to certain people, because you can tell if you give them the wrong advice, they lose. Oh, it was your fault that I lost.
Do you tell them aces and eights, always split aces and eights?
You should always split aces and eights, mathematically, yes. So, yes, I do recommend that. But sometimes when you have eights against the dealer, 10, it's kind of hard to split it, because if you split it, you get two 18s, you lose to a 20, now you lost double the amount of money.
So oh, dang.
Some people surrender on 16, so that's another thing you can do.
Wait, what does that mean? I've never heard of that. What do you mean with surrender? You just say, I'm
out?
Yeah, so when you get your first two cards and you see the dealer up card, because you only get to see one, for example, if it's a 10 and you have 16, you're mathematically just to lose, all right? So a lot of people just surrender, which is you put your finger on the table and slide it across. And that means surrender. And all you're doing is losing half your bet and starting a new hand.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Interesting.
We're talking to Felix, the table dealer for Career Day. Felix, have you ever dealt cards or played with any celebrities?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been dealing for about 10 years, and I've ran across a few celebrities. I can honestly say some are awesome. They're great tippers. They're cool. And then some are just a-holes, you know? So,
tell us about the a-holes. Who were the a-holes?
I could say one. He's a great guy. Don't get me wrong. But when the alcohol starts flowing and when he's with his posse, he's just a straight eight-hole. And his name is Richard Sherman.
Oh, football player. Yeah, I've heard that, actually. You're not the first person I've heard that from before.
Yeah, but when he comes alone, he's a great player, great tipper. If he's with his posse and he's been drinking, he thinks he's a hot shot and he runs the casino and so on and so forth. And he can be mouthy and he's a handful sometimes.
Richard becomes, you know what then?
Yes. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the most you've ever been tipped?
So sometimes I deal in the high limit, which is when you get to hire people. We do have private gaming, of course, for people that don't want to be seen, or just higher end people. I've never dealt in those rooms because I always stay at the bottom main floor, high limit. And, you know, there's guys that like to play in the open. They like to see that they're getting the attention, you know. So I had this one guy, super good dude, billionaire, and he's betting $40,000 a hand. And he's winning throughout the night. He stayed with me. He liked me. I entertained him. At the end of the night, I ended up making about $120,000 in tips for us people in the casino.
Whoa! Wait, did you have to split that with everyone?
Yeah, we do split it.
Well, after you split $120,000, what do you walk away with?
So it all depends on how many employees work for that night. So if you work your 8-hour shift, you'll get the full tote of that day. Some people do leave early. You know, they have opportunities when it's super slow and they'll be like, anybody want to go home? So they'll go take 6 hours. So, for example, let's say we made $80 that day. You divide that by each hour, and if you work 7 hours, you get $70.
You work
your 4 hours, you get $80.
Gotcha. Okay, well, Felix, the table games dealer, now we come to the big question. We want to know what you make a year, or what the average dealer can walk away with at the end of a full year of working. What is it?
So I can tell you one thing. I have been full-time at a lower-end casino, which I can disclose this, Bally's in Paris. So I used to work Bally's Paris. They're kind of like connected. And I was full-time there, and I made about 70K a year. And I moved over to a higher-end casino working part-time, and I made 75K a year working 3 to 4 days a week. So it all depends on what casino you are and what days off you are. Right now, I'm currently full-time. I'm off Thursday, Fridays, and I took a total of $115,000 last year.
Wow. That is some good cash, especially if you're working at those higher ends and those you get those whales that are tipping you. I love it. Yeah. Felix, thank you so much for being part of our Career Day.
Yes, thank you so much, guys, for having me.
Appreciate it, buddy. And if you want to be part of our career day, just go to our website, mix941.fm. We do this every Wednesday. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.